Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Yeah, it got crazier. Of course it did. The Nancy Guthrie investigation, as every time you tune in, you're like, huh? Really? This is what's happening. 3 weeks, 4 weeks in, 400 investigators, 40,000, 50,000 tips. The tip number goes up all the time. Zero arrests, no vehicle, no name suspect. That DNA hiccup that's going on, stuck in a Florida lab with challenges, according to Uber chief Nanos. Check your local listings for showtimes on A&E. There's so many questions that are going on in this case, and now an offer from Savannah Guthrie of $1 million leading to the, and this is important, recovery of Nancy Guthrie. Savannah revealing the very real reality that I think has sunk in for her and her family is that this may be now a recovery operation and not a rescue operation. Joining me to discuss all of this, where the case is at, where it's going, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Let's start with the, there's a lot to go through. Let's start with the $1 million. This is new. This is an offer that she's putting out there for information leading to the recovery of her mother's body. Her mother alive, if possible, but very likely we're looking at probably a body here. There's been some reporting that's gone on. And again, reporting everywhere, everybody's got their inside source. And then it's like the inside says there's no sources, whatever, that this is something they originally wanted to do, is offer $1 million, and Nanos said no, allegedly. What's your thoughts on offering $1 million reward at this point in the game, 4 weeks in, when she's likely already dead, to get some sort of information? Your opinion on that, Bob?
I think it's going to bring, you know, all the weirdos out.
Yeah.
You know, when it's that much money, the concern is always, you know, people are going to make plays for that kind of dough.
Sure.
It's as simple as that. You know, so I anticipate that the number of tips that come in will increase exponentially. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's going to create a situation where, you know, whatever these guys are doing with these tips that they're getting, and I think the last that I had heard that they had like 17,000 or 20,000 tips come in. And that was with the more modest 200,000 reward that was out there. And when you put a million out there, you're going to get all types, you know? So it creates a real issue for law enforcement to try to figure out what's legitimate to get through all the tips. First and foremost, it's just going to be a monumental task. And, you know, I get why she's doing it, you know, and I don't know if the interesting thing to me is it at the behest of law enforcement that she ponies it up, or was she like, you know what? I'm over it, and this is like my cash, and I'm offering it up. I don't know, you know, it's not clear from the video exactly whether this is in tandem with law enforcement or this is the Guthrie family saying we're putting it out there because we want her back, you know.
And it's a tough thing because you're exactly right. You put more money out there. You certainly encourage more people to come out of the woodwork if they have information. But I think the argument has been all along, okay, $100,000, if you know something about this, it's a lot of money, without a doubt, but at the same point, is it life-changing money? Is it money, not necessarily like, I need to go get a new car. It's more... I need to get out of Dodge and never be seen again by the people that I'm around because they'll probably try and kill me for snitching. That seems to be the carrot on the stick, since the other ones didn't seem to move the needle at all. If you can put the carrot on the stick, at least that seems to be the thinking of life-changing money, of we're going to get you enough to go hide somewhere and get off the radar, and you can survive for quite a while on this. Maybe that will inspire someone to speak up and say, I know something. But then again, of course, the caveat is that waterfall of information, and you only have so many people that can go through the tips and process them in any sort of meaningful way. I mean, how do you find the happy medium there?
Yeah, it's hard to know. And, you know, we're talking about two different things. I mean, this is a reward for a tip leading to either her body or her being alive somewhere, or it's different than a ransom, right? Yeah. You know, so, you know, I mean, are you talking about the perpetrator coming forward to get the money in exchange, or is it somebody that knows something that maybe is on the periphery that has been sitting quietly and... You know, I mean, if they have the knowledge but weren't involved, what does that look like for law enforcement in terms of, do they make an arrest? You know what I mean? Like, if you provide, which is another thing that I think that if you are a person with some kind of knowledge but weren't necessarily a part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, where does that put you in the minds of law enforcement in terms of, are they going to charge you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, like, are you then at risk of becoming a suspect by way of having knowledge? Probably, you know, so it's a tricky situation, man.
It really is.
And it's sad.
And if you are someone who has inside intimate knowledge here, not just, oh, my neighbor's kind of acting weird, but more like you got the goods, you can point at the person and go, I know they did this. You might also be someone who has a bit of a checkered history, statistically speaking. So if you show up and go, yeah, this is your guy, and then they're like, okay, great, let's learn more about you. Right. You may end up finding far more information about someone for unrelated crimes that could then be charged that person is in their best interest of not going down for. So I've never seen this done before. I'm just curious. You have far more decades in the legal world than I do. Have you ever seen a case where there's not only because there's just been a ransom and a reward here, and that's what we're talking about. This is not an offer to pay a ransom. This is a reward where there's going to be some more boxes checked before any sort of money from the Guthrie's account moves hands. Have you ever seen a case where you have a reward of some sort, but maybe something beyond the money is offered. And this would be where law enforcement comes into place, whether it be probably federal authorities would be most likely where this would have to happen, of some sort of safekeeping of a, and this would not be the right lever to pull, but in the lines of the Federal Protection Witness Relocation Program. Not super applicable in this case, legally speaking, but something of that nature of you come forward, we're going to help. We're going to help you in some way, shape, or form. If you need protection, if you need to disappear, if you, we can offer that to you if you're in that sort of position. Is that a lever that's ever been pulled by the authorities or could be pulled in a situation like this to inspire someone to give the information that's needed?
You know, I mean, I think that they'd have to clear any kind of deal like that through the Guthrie family, obviously. Yeah. You know, I think at the end of the day, it's really those folks that matter most if there's some kind of determination. You know, where I see it, T, is mostly in proffers, wherein you've got somebody that's got intel and, you know, they're going in on a federal proffer where you're sitting in a room with a bunch of feds that are going to ask very pointed questions. And the rule of the proffer is you do not lie. If you lie, the deal, whatever it may be, is dead. And so you see that pretty frequently in federal cases where you've got somebody that's willing to be an informant. In a situation like this, it's just different, you know, because you've got the family that is out there putting out money. And you've got them wanting to either get their mother's remains back in order to bury her properly. And as she said in one of her videos, you know, celebrate her life. Or, you know, is she tucked away in some kind of cabin, you know, or down in Mexico somewhere? And, you know, ultimately, at the end of the day, is the family going to be willing to give that person a pass? I mean, and it depends on whether or not Nancy's alive or dead, right? I think there's probably a lot more room for forgiveness if she's alive somehow. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about proffers and most deals with law enforcement and or prosecutors is that they don't put them in writing. You know, and which typically means If they make an arrest on it based on a conversation that happens because of the reward and it leads to something, they're not going to necessarily feel beholden because they haven't put it in writing, you know. And it's one of those things where what is the person going to say if they happen to be one of the perpetrators? Like, oh, you screwed me on the deal? Yeah, you're right. We did. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So It's a tricky situation all around, you know, from law enforcement side, from the Guthrie side, and from whoever, whether it be a perp or just somebody, like you said, with intimate knowledge of what happened here coming forward. There's a lot of moving parts, and how it would play out is kind of fascinating, because I can't think of a situation where you have a reward of this size, but you also have the concept, at least, of a ransom, which I don't know if anybody's still on that train. I'm not on that train anymore. I don't know that the ransom was ever a real thing. If it was, you know, I don't know if it went away because they simply lost Nancy in terms of she passed while they had her in their custody and they didn't know what to do with it. And no one's paying a ransom for a body, typically. Maybe the Guthries would, you know, depending on how you wanted to translate that one video where she, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, like, I think they're assuming that she's dead and it's a celebration of life. I got a lot of, I wouldn't call it pushback, but I got a lot of people thinking that was the situation when that particular video came out. So I don't know, man. It's, I don't know that it's going to help, to be honest with you, the $1 million.
Let's talk about the one of the more recent statements that we have seen come out about an inside source saying that the video or that two of the images that we have now seen of the perpetrator on Nancy's doorstep, the initial reporting that came out just the other day. Oh, it's from two different days, by the way. Two different, like, what? This is not all the same night of the guy on the porch? And then, just as everyone's getting excited about this, wow, he's been casing the place. Then Nanos comes out and says, yeah, no, we don't really know about that. We're not really sure, basically. Here's what bothers me about the statement in general. Not just your source is wrong. It's not from the same day. It's more of we don't really know. This is data. This is images. This is video. And when you get it, and wherever they retrieved it from, however they retrieved it, there was timestamps. There's no denying there was timestamps on the data. How do you not know? How do you not know? I mean, I don't see any world in which that's a true and accurate statement by Nanos, that he doesn't know, unless he's holding back that information for some sort of investigative purpose on this, and releasing that publicly or acknowledging it would somehow harm the investigation. I don't know how, but that's the only thing that seems to make any sense to me. But to just flat out be like, nah!
I can't wrap my mind around it either. In all honesty, team, like I was, so when Ali and I did a live over on our channel last week, and I caught that. Like, yeah. I think there were probably some other people out there that caught it, but I was, because there was the photograph where the guy clearly doesn't have a backpack on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, is this a second dude or what? You know, and like Allison was like kind of giving me some pushback on. She's like, nah, I just think that you can't see the backpack. I'm like, you can't, that guy does not have a backpack on. So when that kind of broke, that story broke, I was like, wow. You know, and we were all talking about the fact that what they put out to the public did not have timestamps on it, which was annoying as shit, right? You know, the thing with Nanos is who can shut him down? That's what the problem is with them, because the feds have no control over him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm sure that they're in his ear and somebody has to be telling him to shut the hell up. Dude, just quit talking. Like, every time you open your mouth, you're not helping. As a matter of fact, you're hurting. And we're asking you, as politely as humanly possible, shut the hell up. Quit saying things publicly, because what you're doing ain't it. You know, so, I mean, sure, and the guy's elected. You know, I mean, what, like, can the mayor, who can remove him from that office right now? Because what I've seen coming from that particular office, and I'm talking about Nanos's office, has been absolutely absurd. He has spent so much time doing these individual interviews that I keep wondering, when the fuck is this guy actually working? Yeah. And then when he decides to say things, they're incredibly upsetting. I could not imagine being the Guthrie family and sitting there listening to that dude every time he talks. I'd be going out of my mind, man. I would absolutely be going out of my mind, because all it does is shines the light on the incredible incompetence of that department, which he is the head of.
Mm-hmm. Which you can watch on A&E every week, by the way. Now.
I mean, dude,
I'm not even kidding.
I know. It's like, I don't know how it law, like, how did it take so long for people to figure out that that shit was on A&E? Like it seemed like
it shows how few people actually watch A&E. Right. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a thing?
No, yeah, it's frustrating, man. It really is. And it's like, you can sense it. You can sense that, you know, the initial furor and everybody being out there, like CBS is leaving and media is leaving, and it's starting to, you know, it's hitting.
It's getting cold.
Where it's not a story like it was. And now maybe some real police work can get done, because like, I don't know what his deal is, Nanos, but it's like, I'm at a loss with him. I can't understand how he thinks whatever he has been doing has been a good idea. I mean, is he married? Would it, like, my wife would be like, hey, Bob, you're acting like a fucking idiot. Yeah. You need to literally quit saying shit. You need to run whatever you're going to say through other people so that everybody's on the same page, so that it doesn't look like this is a disjointed nightmare, which is exactly what it is.
And look, here's my answer to it. I have no idea. This is my conjecture, my opinion. Personality disorders are neat, aren't they? I mean, that's the only thing that really explains it to me, because people that tend to have that, they live this disjointed, crazy life, and they think it's just smooth fucking sailing. And then everybody around them is like, what the hell are you doing? Like, what are you talking about? Like, who knows? I can't diagnose him. But I don't know. If I were to take a wild guess and go, what's going on with this dude? I'm going to guess we're going to check a box there. But all that does is define the behavior that we're already seeing. It doesn't really mean a whole hell of a lot. Again, that's just my conjecture. I have no idea.
It tracks. I'll tell you that. It does. It sure tracks. Because it's inexplicable.
Like, it explains the madness.
Right. Yeah. It's so weird. I've never seen anything like it. Yeah. It's like when you saw, because it's like probably closest to comparison in terms of like the national spotlight being on a story was Koberger, right? And
yeah.
And we know, like, those guys were just getting hammered publicly. Hammered. All mm-hmm. of them. Like, they don't know what they're doing. Like, from, and we talked about this a little bit last week, but they didn't say shit until they ended up arresting somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They weren't doing this thing where they're coming out. And when they put any information out there, it had a very specific purpose.
And it tracked, like, at the end of the day.
Totally. You know, and this shit is the diametric opposite of that. Like, it is. Like, nothing that, I mean, yesterday, Allie pulls up something with two nice Mexican ladies that have come up to like dig holes across the street from fucking Nancy's house because they think that that's where the body, you know, and like, and they had like 1.4 million people watching it. Mm-hmm. Like that's where we're at with this thing.
Yeah.
And I feel awfully terrible for the Guthrie family.
When there's a lack of leadership and direction, this is what you get. And this is one to be studied when all is said and done. Everybody's thoughts and opinions on the case, where it's at, give it to us in the comments on Substack or on YouTube. The links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words "Jesus saves" written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.